Hello and welcome to this edition of EMS Now Up Close. I got to say, I'm real pleased today to be able to sit down with Mike Butow. Mike, of course, is the president of the Printed Circuit Engineering Association, affectionately referred to as PCEA. I have a long history with Mike. He's always been one of my favorite guys in the industry. And so it's a good chance to get caught up as we've been doing pre-interview here. But I wanted to talk to Mike mostly about the Service Excellence Awards program that he does and runs. It is, but before we get into that, let me just say, Mike, hello, and thanks for agreeing to do this.
My pleasure, Eric. It's great to talk with you.
Yeah. Listen, service, it's, every year there's various awards programs throughout the industry. Everybody loves getting awards, as we saw this last weekend with the Oscars, right? The Service Excellence Awards are one that's near and dear to my heart that I've have some familiarity with, and it's specific to was specific to EMS and has grown. I also know that you announced your 2024 winners for the New Product Introduction Awards, right? So those have been released. So you're kind of the Mr. Awards guy in the industry, it sounds like, with these two programs. So tell me about the SEAs. Get us caught up. What's happening? Timelines. Who's involved? All that good stuff.
Right. So, although, Mr. Awards guy, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess that's a positive thing, right? You're the bearer of good news,
Yeah.
usually.
For the winners, yeah.
So, we don't have quite all the pomp and circumstance as the Oscars, the Grammys, anything like that, as you know. There's no Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's no, Cheap Trick or Aerosmith in the background playing when we announced, but for our industry, we feel that the Service Excellence Awards are really the epitome of what an awards program should be. And that is because it is determined exclusively by, a registrant's customers. This is a program that has gone on for, we're in our 32nd year now. It's founded in 1993. Your former employer, Tech Forecasters, and Eric and I, his background, you worked on this. It was really actually my predecessor, more than me, years and years ago. It was when it was founded, and it was founded to support electronics manufacturing services companies. In fact, again, kind of we're dating ourselves, but back then they were mostly called contract assemblers, right? I mean, it was, the term EMS, as far as I can tell, didn't really come about until maybe around 1992, 93. So right about that time that we started to produce these awards was when that term started being used. But it's really, we can go into more of the details, as we go along, but it's really a competition, against yourself in some respects, because you are trying to be the best supplier of services, best supplier of equipment and so forth, best service provider you can be. And so your customers are rating you. And, if you're in a category where you happen to have other co companies that are really competitive and really good at customer service, I mean, you really start to see some sparks fly, but in a good way.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Let's definitely dig into the details because I also want to. I know that the deadline for applying for this year's technically or at the end of the March, we can talk about that. You said there's usually a little wiggle room around that, so we certainly want to encourage more people to participate. But I know that when you and I were doing them back in the day, it was just EMS. Subsequent to when Technology Forecaster was no longer involved, you actually expanded it to include equipment as well. So speak to kind of the type of companies that are involved these days.
Right. So, and Eric, you're completely correct. In the late 90s, early 2000s, some suppliers came to us and said, "Hey, look, could you do something similar for us?" And so we added equipment suppliers, SMT companies. We added software guys. Eventually we added reps and distributors as well, test labs, cleaning and other non-manufacturing process providers, design service bureaus. But the focus, I mean, we really have the categories for EMS, depending on their size. And again, we could talk a little bit more about
Yeah.
that. I don't want monopolize this conversation. But on the equipment and material and software side, we've got the, everything down the line, right? Component storage, automation and handling, cleaning process and materials, device programming, dispensing, pick and place, screen printing, test and inspection, soldering. I'm going a little bit out of order here if you're looking at the SMT line, but you get the point. Software, MRP software and ERP software is a category. Automation and manufacturing software is a category. So we really try to break it down based on what each company does. If you're a supplier and you supply in more than one of these areas, like a lot of guys have screen printing equipment and they have pick and place, you can participate in multiple categories.
Did you say was MES one of the categories?
It is.
Okay, good. Hey, and within EMS, is that specifically the EMS companies? Is that in four cat size categories? How is that today? Three or four?
Right. So, we have it as under 20 million, 20 to 100 million, 101 to 500 million, and over 500 million. And, you can, when we talk about tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four, or whatever, nomenclature you use, there's a lot of different ways to slice and dice it. And I know that we're not using, the traditional way, looking at $1 billion and up companies and things like that. But what we really want to do is have like companies competing against each other. So under 20 million, you really are looking at companies that have, a single facility. They have, really kind of a niche, often a niche product, segments, and particular products that they work on. Maybe they're just prototype and MPI, things like that. You get into that 20 to 100 million, you're talking about usually it's still a single site. Maybe they have two factories, but generally speaking, they're a limited number of SMT lines, and then you get to that 100 to 500 million, and now you're talking about multi-sites, maybe multi-regional, and over 500 million, you almost assuredly are going to have, be a multinational, multiple sites, and so forth. So we really want to kind of have like companies competing against like companies.
And then within those, each of them, if I remember correct, there's like fat five categories.
Oh
Service.
yeah, right, of course. So, what you're talking about are the categories that we are looking at, for the judging, right?
Right.
And you're absolutely correct. There were five actually for the first 29 years,
Uh-oh.
and we've actually added a couple. So those original five are dependability and timely delivery, manufacturing quality, technology, responsiveness, and value for the price. So those have always been there. And then after Circuits Assembly was acquired by PCEA in 2022, we held some focus groups and we got feedback on the program. And they recommended that we add the categories of flexibility and overall satisfaction. So now there's seven.
Okay, interesting. And within that, a company could win one or more categories, or they can win an overall. Is that how that works?
Right. So for each tier, whether it's EMS, let's just take the EMS under 20 million, for example. We grade on each of those seven individual categories, dependability, manufacturing quality, technology, and so forth. And then we have an aggregate score. And that aggregate score, the registrant in that particular category with the highest aggregate score is named the overall winner of that category, and they are then ineligible for any of the individual awards. They're basically the grand prize winner, okay?
Right.
And any of the other companies that are entrants in that particular sector can win any of the individual categories.
You know, one of the great benefits that I always thought was also the feedback that the companies got from the process, right? It's not, you're not just hopefully winning an award, you're also getting actual feedback that you're going to provide. So speak to that and the value that all companies derive from participation.
Right. Well, let me start by just explaining how that feedback is derived, right? Because I think it's important. I don't want to get too far ahead. So when a company registers for the SEAs, they supply a list of 7 to 15 customers, depending on their particular size. And all those company names are always kept strictly confidential. The eligible customers are contacted to fill out an online survey that focuses on service in each of those various categories that I mentioned. The first 10 completed surveys for each participant are then used to figure the overall rating. Excuse me. Any additional completed survey that's, that we receive, those aren't used for the scoring, but they are included in the reports that we issue to each participant. And this is really the meat of the program, right? The winners get they're featured in an article in Circuits Assembly. They get a physical award. They're featured on the website and so forth. And that's important, right? I mean, companies love that recognition, and that's important. But personally, however, I think that the top benefit is the report itself. As you alluded to, the participants tell us that they use that data as part of their internal quality benchmarks. They use it for marketing and differentiation purposes. They sometimes use it for employee recognition. So, this includes all of the rankings, all of the responses, including, not just the numerical responses, but any additional specific feedback that a customer may give to that particular registrant, the participant.
And I got to say, I've visited EMS companies where I've seen the awards portrayed, and I even remember one that used to create these huge banners that they would hang from the wall. They were always winning. They did a hell of a job. But I remember going in, it was really a point of pride for them, right? And it really kind of underscored the value, and I probably helped them in the sales and marketing department.
There's no question that companies do use this as part of their, their external promotion, as well they should, right? I mean, it's hard to win. I mean, it is really hard to win. And I mean, I might be shooting myself in the foot by saying that, but you're going against, a lot of companies that are also trying really hard. We're in a service business. I don't want to diminish how important it is to be able to take a design and build that part. Okay. I mean, that's we kind of ignore how complex that is, but your ability to communicate, your ability to understand what your customer is saying and give them what they're looking for in the format and the way that they want it, your ability to price things appropriately. I mean, all these things are talents. These are skills. They are developed over time. That's one reason why we don't allow any companies that have been in business for fewer than 3 years to participate. Because it's just not, there's not enough of a history yet with any customers to really know who this company is. We're not looking for the shiny new toy. We're looking for companies that day in, day out can provide excellent service. And that really is a commitment. It's hard to do.
I didn't realize you had that as a 3 year, that minimum 3 year. That makes complete sense though. And what I said at the beginning, I like it because it's the voice of the customer that's this. This isn't a panel of experts. I know, in some awards programs that's what it is, because it has to be, right? But in the way you have these structured, I think the great value is it's to me a very objective way of looking at it, right? And that makes sense.
I argue that, it's one of these things that you can't lose, right? I mean, my younger son, runs track, and he's no superstar. He's okay, but I'm always telling him, hey, look, you're always running against yourself, okay? You're always trying to beat yourself. If you can do that, you're doing something right, whether or not you end up on the podium. And I really think the same thing is here. This is an established, recognized program for soliciting customer feedback. And we have a good response rate. People actually take the time to fill out the survey, which is not small, okay? I mean, there's a lot of data points that we're collecting. But that if somebody takes the time to fill this out, if they take the time to comment, they feel strongly about you one way or the other. That's usable, actionable information, in my opinion.
No, and it's different. I remember back in the day, people would say, "Oh, our program managers talk to our customers all the time, right?" Of course they do, but are you, we always could tell, and I remember customers telling us back then, we're hearing somewhat different with the SEA awards because it's objective, it is a third party, and people tend to be a little more candid there.
Not sitting on the floor, talking with folks while they're having direct conversations with their customers, it's a little hard to know. But I would tell you that there does tend to be a high level of candor. We have heard from folks both positively and negatively from time to time. Hey, look, I was a little bit surprised at the feedback, but I guess it means that we have to work harder in this area. Or, oh, wow, like we weren't really sure about where we stood with this guy. And it turns out, we got straight sevens from them, like perfect scores, So, it can go both ways. But again, I'm like, if you're interested in continuing improvement, okay, and everybody in our industry should be, then this is one way to quantify it.
Exactly right. Now, Tommy, is it still the case that you do a donation out of this as well? It used to be the, was it the Charles Hutchins?
Right. So yeah. So we did do that for 20 something years, almost 30 years. We actually made a donation a few years ago to the IPC Educational Foundation when they launched that. So we've started to spread it around a bit. But the goal here is that this isn't supposed to be a moneymaker or anything like this. This is a program that we offer as a service to customers, to give them recognition where it's due, to help them, with their own internal benchmarking as they see fit. And if we can, we have a little bit left over that we can donate to an appropriate cause, then we do so.
Yeah, and that's a good point to underscore, lest it be misunderstood when we finish here. There is a cost for participating. This isn't a free service that Mike and his team are providing to the industry. There is a cost for participating, but it is certainly, as Mike just said, certainly well worth the investment, and it's not a big money maker for them. It's not intended to be.
Right. I mean, the cost to participate would be, less than it would cost you to fly to go visit a customer in most cases. And hopefully this helps you, this saves you from having to take that trip.
Right. So now tell us about deadlines or how people register to participate.
Right. So the registration can take place right through the circuitsassembly.com website. You can just, click on the link to Service Excellence Awards. And the last day to register is March 25th, 2024. Although, if we sometimes hear from companies saying, "Hey, look, we plan to get the registration in," we're just still getting the final approval and so forth. And so, and we don't need the customer names for a few weeks after that, so it's not an immediate thing.
Okay. And then the awards will be distributed or announced when and where?
So we've changed that format. We used to do everything at the beginning of the year. Now we're doing them toward the end. So we've settled on Surface Mount Technology Association's SMTAI show as our preferred award spot. And we plan to have, the last couple of years we've had a ceremony there. We plan to do that again this year. We'd certainly appreciate all of their generosity in allowing us to use their conference to announce these. The date will be sometime in late October, probably the 22nd or the 23rd of October. And SMTAI this year is in Rosemont, outside of Chicago.
I'm so glad about that, by the way. That's just personal aside. I always Rosemont to me was always a better location for that in the past year. So that's just my opinion. So Mike, anything else about the awards that I didn't ask you about that you feel compelled to share?
Not particularly. I mean, I think that I'm grateful to you for having me on and talking about this, because I really do think that this is the toughest award out there to win. And that makes it, in my opinion, the most meaningful and the most valuable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for those watching, check it out on the Circuits Assembly website to see the category. As he indicated, even though there's a deadline of March 25th, which is almost what 12 days from now, there's a little slippery. If you want to participate, can't meet it, reach out to Mike, right? At least communicate that to them so they can you can work with them. And I wanted to talk to Mike because I held these awards in high regard, as I do Mike, and I think it's been a great service for the industry for many years, and I'm glad it continues. So, Mike, thanks for all the good work you do for the industry, and thank you for sharing with us today.
Sure. Folks who want to learn more, they can email me at mike@pca.net. And Eric, I can't thank you enough for your time.
Anytime, my man. Take care.
Thanks.